It's the Geek Cave Podcast's live annual Extra Life Marathon for Children's Miracle Network. Donate now to help your local Children's Miracle Network hospital at geekcavepodcast.com. Now, here are your hosts, Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome back to Geek Cave Podcast live during Extra Life. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
And welcome to the gaming segment. I want to thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from the past so you can look rad today, and Gamefly, video games delivered, and oh my gosh, Gamefly has got so many good stuff now, so many good things, including Legos and arcade 1-Up cabinets, some of the most popular arcade 1-Up cabinets, and they've got thousands of titles you can keep as long as you want without worrying about late fees, so when you're done, just send it back with the postage paid envelope for a new one, or pay a lot less than those in-store prices and keep it forever. Sign up for a free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com. How y'all doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know how come Mario Party doesn't have a flip table option.
Yeah, if you're watching this on Twitch, we are playing Mario Party Superstars on the Nintendo Switch. It is a conglomeration of the first three Mario Party games. And let's see. Well, it's a gaming segment, so I guess that means I should start asking around. Chad.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Demo Derby!
So, I played the demo of a game called Blue Reflections Second Light. A demo that was chosen by my delightful, loving, intelligent, and two seats away from me spouse. It is an anime inspired game, a JRPG. I played it for a half hour and made it to the prologue.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna say that I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it with the kind of hatred that I didn't know I could have for a video game. It was one of those games where whoever coded this was so interested in what school children's breasts looked like that there was no getting away from that. And so I would like to scrub it from my mind forever.
Oh, boy.
And ever. And possibly forever. It's just awful. It's the kind of awful. I can't even tell you what it's about. It's like a group of girls that woke up one day and just happened to be, you know, in this new world where they were the only three there and they have no memories of squat, you know, except for one who's wearing like a suit to show that she's the leader, and another one who has so few facial expressions that she could visit Ko the Face Stealer and not be at risk.
Wow. That's a deep pull there, by the way.
You know, this is one of those games where they give you like 9 pages of instructions for how to do combat. But then when you do the combat, they tell you right away, it's like, hey, push X now, you dummy. Why? Oh, now you do this. Now you do that. And you fight one Eldritch Horror demon dog, that's it. Oh, by the way, they're not carrying any weapons until they need to. Then they're carrying weapons. Your main chick, she has a scythe. It's really cool. Don't know where she kept it, but she has a giant scythe. Next girl on the line, she's got a rifle. Big old flipping sniper rifle. Girl number three, hula hoop.
Cool, she does.
She's the face stealer's mortal enemy, by the way. She don't care. She is the honey badger of the game. She don't give up nothing. I'm assuming no kids are watching, but, you know, I'm going to just hold it back just a little bit anyway.
Yeah, you probably should.
So, yeah. So, straight on, what was the name of that game again?
I
had to write it down because I have so despised my time with it that I have refused to commit it to memory.
Oh, boy.
There's the receipt, which, thank Christ, price $0, Tax $0 total, $0 current wallet amount, still more than $0. Blue reflection, second light, not even the demo.
Wow.
Oh. I'm sorry, Chad.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I had to play it.
Yeah.
You get to laugh at my misfortune, you Schadenfreude son of a bitch.
Justin.
Hi, Darren.
Do you have anything?
Why yes, I do. While I don't get to play many games, I do have a wide breadth of knowledge, which I think is useful to the gaming community. So I've been going through Reddit's Ask Games to find questions that I think need answered in a segment I like to call
Ask Justin. The Geek Cave podcast and its associates, including Justin, do not condone the advice given in this segment.
Thank you, Nigel. So this month's question is, should I trade in or sell? Neither. Selling is only good if it's a seller's market. Otherwise, the buyer will haggle you down and won't let you get near what you want. Trade-in is just as bad. The store only gives you about a quarter of what you're worth, and also assuming that, you know, they have something in stock to trade for. You want to rent. Renting yourself allows you the ability to maintain your anonymity. You're still yours. But you get to make some money off pretending you're theirs for a while. Now, I want to be clear. Don't rent to own. Just rent. Make sure you have a renter's contract in place so you get yourself back in the same condition you left in.
Thank you, Justin.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to have another disclaimer. Again, we don't necessarily condone or agree with any of the advice given in that segment. Neither do our sponsors. All right. Well, you know what, Chad, for someone who doesn't know what he's doing, you keep winning all the mini games.
No, I've won two mini games.
Maybe I'm just miscounting, but regardless, before we get to the...
Also, I didn't have to do any talking or fiddling with, like, music or other such things.
Yeah.
Oh, on the Twitch stream,
yeah.
I think in reference to calling Darren a Schadenfreude, what was the
son of a bitch?
Son of a bitch, yeah.
Jedi Girl 1983 did say, I mean, you guys watch Darren play E.T., so to be fair.
How long ago did we do that?
Many years ago.
You know what? And we balanced it. You know, we balanced that out by, you know, letting him talk about Mass Effect 3 like
every day,
three different times on what, two different Xboxes and a PlayStation?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
See, just call me Thanos because I keep everything in balance.
All right, big guy.
I feel like our friendship just got snapped. Also Thanos reference there. Okay, so I got a few games that I'll just give quick reviews of. Let's talk about Deathloop first. This is a game that got like all sorts of like 10 out of 10s and game of the years, and it's by the people behind Dishonored, you know? So it's a first person. It's like kind of like a time loop thing. You play as an assassin who you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, why does my head hurt so much? Oh, it turns out I was murdered. I don't know why, but now I got to take out all these targets. And there's this other lady who really doesn't like me and she's going to stop me. And it's essentially you have to manage to kill 9 targets in the same day. So you've got to replay it a lot. You got to replay it a lot in order to get like the target timing down and what all of their their routines are. And it's a good concept. There's a lot of smooth gameplay. It's got a great sense of humor. I just wish I could have understood anything that I was playing, because I might have liked it. I might revisit eventually. I would say maybe rent this one from Gamefly, because a lot of people really like this game. I was not one of those people. Unfortunately. So there's a game I didn't like.
Of course, it wasn't a Mass Effect game.
Guardians of the Galaxy from Square Enix. They're the same people who did the Avengers game that got kind of middling reviews, although I thought it was good. Guardians is actually pretty good. It's single player focused. There doesn't seem to be any of that microtransaction stuff. And I will say that if you're going to play it online, be sure that you put it in streamer mode, because the soundtrack is awesome and will really get you a copyright strike so fast if you try to stream it. They did lean hard into some of the MCU stuff as far as like the humor and that kind of thing. And the gameplay feels satisfying enough. You mostly play as Star-Lord, but you also get to, you know, kind of issue commands to the other members of the Guardians. And they all, again, they all sound kind of like their MCU counterparts, not from a vocal standpoint, but from their attitudes, that kind of thing. I think it's worth checking out. I think that it's been underrated by some for some reason. Not sure why. I think it's wonderful. It's a delight. Metroid Dread. You can find the full review up at deepcavepodcast.com. I'm just going to say that graphically, it's beautiful. For Metroid fans, this is something that you've been waiting more than a decade for. The controls are nice. The subtitle Dread really makes sense, because there are these robots you have to avoid that you can't kill. And if they get a hold of you, they are going to murder you. So anytime you enter one of their chambers, there is, in fact, a bit of dread. I was terrified quite a few times whenever I'd enter one of these chambers, because they're fast and you've got to avoid them quick. I also dreaded the boss fights, because those things were hard as balls. And so I think that's kind of where I sit with Metroid Dread, in that, did I enjoy myself? Mostly. Do I think that it's a well-made game? Yes. Can I recommend it to people? I'm not sure. This is probably one of the best-made games that I have difficulty pinning down as to who I think would like this. If you are into really difficult games, or if you are into, if you're like a super Metroid fan, then I would say absolutely. If you're someone who likes the casual Metroidvania, no, not this one. Not this one at all. Okay, it looks like, unless there's any new business, it looks like it's time for the Pile of Shame review.
It was created by a madman. Ignored and rejected. Every week it grows. We cannot kill it, for it does not live. Step fast and be wary, or you may fall victim to Darren's Pile of Shame.
Tales of Berseria is a role-playing game that has some action elements, kind of button-mashy combat. You know, I know there's a good game in here. I know there's a good game somewhere in here. I'm just not sure where it is, unfortunately. The combat's fine. You can kind of assign your own combo moves, that kind of thing. The plot is dark AF. A game starts off pretty chipper, you know, just this girl named Velvet. She's got a little brother. She's got an older, not quite sibling, because he's like the husband of her dead sister. And they're just living in the woods together. They're having a great old time. And then one day, monsters show up, and he just kind of murders the kid. And it just goes downhill from there pretty fast. And I'm already getting crap in the Discord. Look. I didn't say that I disliked the game, okay? There's a good game under there. It's just, it didn't click for me. I recognize that there are parts of this game that are entertaining. Velvet's story going from this happy, kind of perky person into someone who is... picture Raven from the Teen Titans animated series, but with even more of a chip on her shoulder and less clothing.
Wow.
And that's pretty much what you—that's pretty much what you've got. But again, it's just—it's one of those things where the game's biggest sin is probably one that Chad would agree with when it comes to Japanese-based RPGs in general. Is there is so much dialogue.
Oh my goodness.
There's so much dialogue. I must have missed half of the tutorial stuff.
I wanted one of the little drinking birds.
Yeah. To just on your controller, yeah. Now, there's so much dialogue that I know I missed half of the tutorial stuff because it seemed that every time I did anything, like I picked up like a weed. Like, hey, did you know that you can collect herbs from blah, blah, blah? I don't care. 5 minutes later, like I defeat like a warthog. Did you know that you can I don't care. Oh my gosh, I don't care. So like that kind of got it bogged down where unfortunately when I got to play, when I got to do the combat, when I got to do the exploration, it was great. I enjoyed it. But aside from like some of the really dark story stuff, which I did enjoy the basic overall story, but there was just so much dialogue that I couldn't make myself care, unfortunately. So, sorry to Tig in the Discord chat. I'm sorry I let you down, but it is what it is. Again, want to thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus, Digging Up Clothing from the Past, and You Can Look Rad Today, and Gamefly, Video Games Delivered. Be sure to find us on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube where we have Retromantics and Deep Cave Plays. Our other podcasts are You Want Me to Watch What? And new announcements. Because I said we'd be doing this during Extra Life, we're going to be bringing a new podcast to you.
Oh, yes.
The Week 3 podcast, starting in January. That will be, well, the third week of the month. And it'll be, well, whatever we want to talk about. So look for that starting in January. It's going to be exciting. Or at the very least, it'll be somewhat entertaining. So, and, of course, check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Discord. And you can get the links to all of those at deepcavepodcast.com. Thanks a lot for being a part of what we do on a weekly, monthly, daily basis. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.